With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The LGBTQ plus community can face significant challenges related to health care. Saba Khan is a family medicine resident physician at Aspirus Wausau Family Medicine.
People within this community are more likely to experience some anxiety, depression, as well as maybe even eating disorders, just to kind of cope with their stress. Some other things are physical health. They tend to kind of shy away from seeking health just because of they feel like there's a certain stigma based around their lifestyle.
Overcoming barriers requires healthcare providers to cultivate trust and ensure a welcoming atmosphere.
When you have a patient come into your office, making sure that you're addressing them by their appropriate pronouns and not assuming what their gender or sex or sexual orientation is, and just kind of asking them and reiterating that throughout their interview can help kind of gain that trust from them.
For LGBTQ plus individuals, Dr. Khan advises finding a primary care provider you can trust and feel comfortable with. June is Pride Month. Make Music Day is a worldwide celebration of music that started 42 years ago in France. The goal is simply to fill communities with music. WXPR's Katie Thorson visited Land O'Lakes as the community celebrated the day on Friday.
As a light rain falls, more than a dozen ukulele players line up under the eaves surrounding the courtyard of Luoto's Fitness in Land O'Lakes. The Northwoods Ukers are a group of people who love to sing and play the ukulele.
The next one, music, music, music.
They were one of seven musical acts to play during the mini music crawl organized by Land O'Lakes area artisans as part of Make Music Day. Lynn Ritchie is on the LOLA board of directors.
Music, all arts, is really good for us. Inside, health-wise, mentally. So, and music is just a real fun way for people to get together and share just that listening to that music.
It doesn't cost money to listen to them perform, and the artists aren't paid, though they do leave out tip jars. Richie says it goes back to Make Music Day's roots of being for the love of music. Rhinelander also took part in the day this year. Richie hopes more communities in the Northwoods will join in the years to come.
I mean, it's in Milwaukee, it's in Madison, it's in, you know, Platteville, it's in a lot of bigger places. But our little Northwoods community, it'd be wonderful to see the tier all the way across of music in every place. There's enough musicians, you know, and we should share those musicians, you know, and it would be wonderful to see that because, again, it brightens everybody's life. There's no reason not to have fun when you're listening to music, you know. So, yeah, I would love to see it be spread more.
Hit it, Mark!
Make Music Day is held annually on June 21st. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Land O'Lakes.
More rainstorms are possible in parts of the deluged Midwest, where flooding after days of heavy rain has killed at least two people, sent a river surging around a dam, and forced evacuations and rescues. Two deaths were confirmed by Iowa and South Dakota officials. Additional rain and severe storms are possible later Tuesday in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota, with even more unsettled weather expected later in the week. Many streams may not crest until later this week as the floodwaters slowly drain. In Wisconsin, Wisconsin Public Service reported more than 12,000 customers without service this morning following overnight storms. Marathon, Manitowoc, and Brown counties had the highest numbers of outages. The 4th of July and fireworks go hand in hand, but the loud crack can make your pets uneasy. Getting your pets microchipped could protect them if they run away from the sound. Area humane societies and vet clinics will be able to scan the microchip and contact the owner. If your pet already has a microchip, make sure all contact information is up to date. Lisa Lederman is executive director of the Humane Society of Marathon County.
Animals that come in with chips that are registered, and it makes the process so quick. You know, we're scanning them as soon as they walk in the door. We're making that call to the owner, and hopefully, you know, the point would be that that animal doesn't even need to be entered into our system. It can go home.
If you are looking to get your animal microchipped, you can come to the Marathon County Humane Society to get that done. They'll be registered before you even leave the building. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Animal lovers and activists in Michigan are celebrating proposed legislation that would protect animals and save taxpayers money. Crystal Blair has more.
Bills 657 and 658 aim to provide resources for animal control and shelters to care for abused animals more effectively. The proposed legislation would separate civil cases from criminal cases, allowing abused animals to leave the shelter sooner, reducing the financial burden on taxpayers. Senator Dana Polhanke, a Livonia Democrat, is a co-sponsor of the bills and says they would change the bond forfeiture system.
A defendant in an animal cruelty or neglect case would be required to either post a cost of care bond or forfeit the animal so that the animal can be adopted out to a loving home.
While the bills have been referred to a committee on criminal justice, other animal welfare bills, 5587 through 5593, have been voted out of the state house, one of them ensuring tougher penalties for abusers. Crystal Blair reporting.
The liberal majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court says taxpayers will pay half of the $128,000 bill for redistricting consultants hired by the court to review proposed legislative maps. The court issued the order Monday, putting Governor Tony Evers, Republican and Democratic legislators, and three groups of voters on the hook for the money. Conservative justices dissented, sharply criticizing the majority for hiring the consultants and not divulging more information about the work they did and details of the charges. They said the court's order brazenly imposed judicial will. The court hired a pair of redistricting consultants to review maps submitted by Republicans and Democrats after it tossed out the existing Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.